Well, to start with this evening, church bells rang out across Munich, Germany this afternoon as Pope Benedict XVI began his six-day visit to his native Bavaria, landing in the city where he served as priest and archbishop more than a quarter of a century ago. Chris Altieri is on the scene and joins us now live online. Tell us, Chris, what's happening as we speak?
In a word, Catherine, there is great festivity in Marienplatz, the central square of Munich, where thousands and thousands of faithful are gathered to greet Pope Benedict XVI, who just a few minutes ago finished reciting the special prayer he composed to the Virgin Mary, who is patroness of Bavaria, ahead of his visit. Right now, he is meeting with dignitaries from church and state in the crowd. Catherine, children are riding on their parents' shoulders, and everyone, young and old, the elderly, the infirm, have expressions of happiness, none more absolute than the expression that Pope Benedict himself is wearing. There's bright sunshine and a bit of wind. Pope Benedict actually is wearing the mozzetta, the traditional red fur-lined shoulder covering in which we've seen him before. That's basically where we are now, Catherine.
Well, what's next in store for the Pope?
This evening, Catherine, Pope Benedict will meet with German President Kohler, with Chancellor Merkel, and with Bavarian President Stoiber in the former Bavarian Royal Palace, which is now used for hosting great events of state. And then, of course, tomorrow morning at 9:30 a.m. local time, Pope Benedict will go to the enormous open-air fairground in Munich, where he will celebrate Sunday Mass.
Well, thank you so much for that report, Chris. We'll look forward to linking up as soon as possible. Indeed, all German heads of state and government were there to greet the Holy Father when he landed at Munich's International Airport at 3:24 p.m. this afternoon. The list of dignitaries gathered for the reception of the Holy Father included the Cardinal Archbishop of Munich and Freising, Friedrich Vetter, along with the head of the German Bishops' Conference, Cardinal Karl Lehmann, with the bishops and president of Bavaria, Edmund Stoiber.
Heiliger Vater, willkommen in der Heimat, willkommen in Deutschland.
After brief words of greeting from German President Horst Kohler, Pope Benedict addressed the dignitaries and the faithful gathered there.
Sehr geehrter Herr Bundespräsident, verehrte Frau Bundeskanzlerin,
the Holy Father said his heart was swelling with memories of his years in Munich and Regensburg, saying he recalls people and events that touched him deeply and marked him permanently. Fully aware of all that he received during these years in Bavaria, Pope Benedict said he's come first and foremost to the area to thank all those who contributed to his personal formation, adding that he's come as the successor to Peter to confirm and reaffirm the profound connection, the strong ties that exist between the See of Rome and the Church in what he called his homeland, Bavaria. To get a sense of the atmosphere in response to the Pope's words, earlier Chris Altieri sent us this report from the scene.
Flags waved and Bavarians young and old cheered Pope Benedict. A military band played the Vatican anthem for the Holy Father after his plane touched down at Franz Josef Strauss International Airport in Munich Saturday afternoon. There to greet Pope Benedict at the airport were representatives from every phase of his life in Bavaria, including faithful from the parish where the man born Josef Ratzinger received baptism the very day he was born, April 16th, Holy Saturday, 1927. Children who have recently made First Communion in the church where Pope Benedict received the Eucharist for the first time himself were also present, as well as students from the minor seminary where Pope Benedict received his early instruction. Seminarians from the Diocese of Munich and Freising shared their feelings with me.
This is very important because we are not so many and we need to be strengthened in our vocation, in our faith, above all in our hope and love of, to Christ and to the people. And so we need the Pope to tell us you are on the right way.
How do you feel that the Pope is coming back, coming home?
I'm happy. I'm happy to hear his speeches. Very near to people of these days. This is something essential for me, for the priesthood too.
The youth of Bavaria are enthusiastic about the Holy Father's visit as well. Many, like this young pilgrim couple, are keenly aware of the importance of the Pope's homecoming.
just a once life experience, and you have to be there if you believe in God.
Yeah, it's great. It's a good feeling.
Today, the man who once was known to the world as Joseph Ratzinger is the spiritual father to Bavarians, who in simple and beautiful ways are everywhere expressing their joy at Pope Benedict's homecoming. Across the main avenue of Munich and above the thoroughfares that lead to the towns Pope Benedict will visit are banners bearing the German words that say, quite simply, "Holy Father, welcome home." The people of Bavaria have understood that Pope Benedict is coming back to show the world where he learned that those who believe are truly never alone. From Munich, I'm Chris Altieri.
And we'll hear more from Chris Altieri in the coming days as Pope Benedict XVI continues his journey to his homeland.